In the letter of Paul to the Philippians, he wrote that may all of us experience the power of his resurrection. That power of Christ's resurrection became the gift to the apostles, as we heard in the first reading. They were so empowered by that, that it compelled them to free other people from their sicknesses by healing them, that it impelled them to proclaim the good news to others. When we are insecure, when we are not convinced by the power of Christ's resurrection, we become timid. We are unable to break through our fear. Just like the disciples in the gospel reading, they couldn't believe that their leader, Jesus the Christ, rose from the dead, despite several witnesses to that effect. That's why Jesus, when he entered the room where they were gathered, chastised them for their unbelief. We are like those disciples who were unbelieving because we are fearful. We couldn't get out of the frame of mind of pervaded by fear. But we are baptized. We are the people of the great Easter event. We have that power, if only we can tap that through faith. And if we are animated by the power of Christ's resurrection, then the consequences of that is to give witness every day. In any simple way, we give witness of that. The power of the joy, generosity, mercy, understanding. Those are the expressions of the power of the Christian Christ. Let go of our timidity. Let go of our spiritual timidity. Be bold. Witness to faith. Become that bearer of the glory of God.